This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump dismisses criticism of tweets in which he said four Democratic congresswomen of color should go back to the countries from which they came. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is among the legislators who have something to say about it. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Is the president concerned the tweets are seen as racist? On the contrary.
A lot of people love it.
The president had said the four lawmakers should return to their broken and crime-infested countries. All four are American citizens, and only one was born outside the U.S., but he's not backing off, saying they bash America.
If you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the tweets were disgusting, and the House will vote on a resolution condemning them. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency has placed 62 U.S. Border Protection workers and 8 former employees under investigation for allegedly posting racist, sexist, and violent comments about migrants and Latin American lawmakers. The suspects belong to a Facebook group called I'm 1015 Border Patrol Code for Aliens in Custody. The ProPublica investigative site reported earlier this month that the post includes sexually explicit images and remarks mocking migrant deaths. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost has called the Facebook post completely inappropriate. She said any employees found to be part of the group will be held accountable. Top Trump administration officials vowed Monday to fight what they termed a rising tide of anti-Semitism that at times has turned violent and caused mass murder. Calling anti-Semitism cancer, Attorney General William Barr said he was deeply concerned about the rise of hate crimes and political violence, including a marked increase in bias attacks targeting members of the American Jewish community. This is VOA News. A white nationalist who killed a woman by ramming his car into a crowd protesting a white supremacist rally in Virginia in 2017 has received a second life sentence. James Fields was sentenced Monday to life plus 419 years for killing Heather Heyer and injuring 19 other people after the Unite the Right gathering in Charlottesville on August 12, 2017. Fields had already been sentenced to life in prison on 29 federal hate crime charges for his actions at the rally. The mother of the victim, Heather Heyer, Susan Bro, said that the sentence was appropriate.
Not only does the United States hold these actions to be quite serious with serious consequences, but also the state of Virginia is not tolerating them. And I think that message is sent loud and clear today.
And U.S. President Trump sparked controversy after the event when he blamed the violence at the rally on both sides. After the first case of Ebola virus was confirmed in a Congolese city of Goma, the World Health Organization now warns that the outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo might be considered an international health emergency. The WHO says more than 1,650 people have died in the current outbreak in eastern DRC, while about 12 new cases are reported every day. Over the weekend, unidentified attackers killed 2 Ebola health workers in eastern Congo and the latest in a string of assaults that have hobbled efforts to contain the outbreak. The workers had been getting death threats since December. Gunmen believed to be in local militias have made a string of attacks on Ebola clinics in recent months, driving out the patients and destroying the buildings. The UN Health Agency's chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said that he would reconvene the WHO's emergency committee to decide if the outbreak now constitutes an international health emergency.
Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter describes...
And lawyers for the state of Oklahoma are now suing the drug company Johnson & Johnson, saying that they are partly responsible for the opioid epidemic in the United States.
1,500 similar lawsuits. The Sooner State claims the New Jersey-based company aggressively marketed opioids in a way that overstated their effectiveness to treat chronic pain and understated the addiction risks. Attorneys for Johnson & Johnson say the company acted responsibly. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hong Kong's pro-Beijing leader Carrie Lam said Monday that anti-government protesters who fought running battles with police inside a Hong Kong shopping center were rioters. Lam added that she supports the actions of the police. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.